Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's call in Buddhas and Butterflies. We're wrapping up the flight context. After this, we're going to head into the submit collapse context, so more about that next week. And then after that, oh my goodness, we are very close to wrapping up our year. We're going to be heading into another season of transform emotions into energy. More on that in the coming weeks, but stay tuned for dates happening in May with that. And for today, we're heading into some breath work. I'm going to invite you to get comfy cozy, laying down. I was saying off of the recording just prior to this that you can do the practice seated. It doesn't tend to enter as deep or richer territory, I find. So if you find any time that you're getting too intense, you can always try sitting up. And the other thing with sitting is, or with sitting, oh my goodness, with a seated or sitting practice, there we go, is I sometimes feel like I get a bit of a wobbly back at times with it. It feels like a bit of a strain on my system. So whatever feels right for you, but if you can at all, I'm going to be suggesting that you lay on your back. And when you're ready, I'm going to invite you to open up the jaw, open up the back and the front alike to the point where a bottle cap or a toonie perhaps even could fit between the teeth. And as we begin the practice of the breath, with vibrant inhales, surrendered exhales, we energize that inhale just a little bit. And on the exhale, the breath falls away. So vibrant inhale takes just a bit of energy to do. The exhale is surrendered, meaning there's like air leaving a balloon, no resistance, it just falls away. And just as that exhale ends, the inhale begins. And just as the inhale ends, the exhale begins. So the breath cycles like a dance or like a pendulum swinging from the inside out. And I'm going to invite you on purpose to play with this breath because there's technically no way to do it wrong. So at any point in time you want to have a little bit more intensity, you just pick up the pace a little bit. You breathe a little bit faster. And you take it to the open mouth, just as we are starting off with. If you need the brake pedal, then taking your attention, taking your breath to the nose and slowing the rate of the breath down. Okay. And you're going to hear a bit of background music. Come on in. And I'm going to invite you, if you haven't already, to take a moment to look around your space, outwardly or inwardly, if your eyes are already closed and it feels okay to do so. And here, locating anything in particular that's pleasant or easeful to be with. As you breathe, steeping yourself in that energy. As you notice all the things that you like the most about this. Whether it's the shape, the color, the size, the way that the light and the shadow play. And as you steep yourself in this energy of goodness, noticing what happens inside of you. And if any part of that is pleasant and neutral, savoring it along with whatever it is you've located as a resource for you today. And as you drink that in, I'll offer these words. Thank you for being here. And thank you for calling this medicine in. We ask that you, Creator and Spirit, whatever your word for this may be, along with all of our compassionate helpers, seen and unseen, that have gathered here with us today, hold this space safe and sacred, nourishing us, guiding us, blessing us with insights and awarenesses as we journey here today. We ask that this work live on in good ways for ourselves, our families, our ancestors, and our lineages. And we offer deep, rich gratitude to all of those that have come before us and all of those that have caretaken and stewarded these lands that have nourished us all, that have allowed for the sweet possibility of connection to be here in this way. And as you steep yourself in the effects of all the goodness that you're present to, expressing a silent gratitude for yourself, your presence, and the very essence that allows you to register this all and take it in as deeply as you need it to throughout this practice, your day, beyond. Om. Shanti, 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 peace. Peace, peace. And as you settle into this practice of the breath, I'm reminded of that expression. It might even be biblical, I'm not positive. But there is a peace that passeth all understanding. And I wonder what it might be like if you're feeling that you can locate some area of you that's present in a peaceful way. To offer it your breath and your attention and allow it to be your guide for today. Along with whatever else shows up in your journey, as you breathe in a specific way, sometimes we reach non-ordinary states of consciousness, meaning we see things that aren't traditionally available to us. We can often track energy in ways that aren't usually, again, available. So I invite you to deepen into that breath and to potentially even pick up the pace of the breath to allow you to get just a little bit more into this. Bringing with you again the peace that passeth all understanding. And as you deepen into this breath, this peace, if that's locatable for you, also noticing anything that might show up that's actually not that. Taking in everything that you're aware of with all of your senses. As information that's here to guide you. And as you deepen into this breath, with that awareness, notice what happens inside of you. What if I didn't have to run anymore? What if I didn't have to run away from that anymore? Whatever that is, what if I didn't have to run from it? What if instead I got to welcome it to be here? There's a funny thing that happens sometimes when we actually stop running and we stand and face and actually welcome whatever's showing up to be here, just as it is. I invite you to notice what that is. And as you turn to face that thing that might have seemed to be a little bit scary even, what if it's not what you thought it was? What if it's not what you thought it was? What if it's not what you thought it was? So this funny thing, as we face the things that seem to be scary, is that they often dissipate as we turn to face them, as we stop running from them. They might lose interest in chasing us. I invite you to once again turn your attention to anything in particular that seems challenging to be with and see if you can slowly be with it, not all at once, but bit by bit, and offering it your breath. By means of breathing, welcoming it to be here, and knowing that I've got your back. I've got your back and I'm right here with you. I've got your back and I'm right here with you. And those resources, remembering to touch in on those whenever it feels right. Maybe even trying it on for size right now and just seeing what it offers you as you touch in on that thing that seems to be pleasant or easeful, along with anything that was scary to be with. Slowly, slowly, bit by bit, not by chomping through it all at once. And if you went in a little too far, you can back off and back out just a little bit. If you haven't gotten close enough, feel free to tiptoe in just a little bit more. That's the way. You got this. Just a little bit more now. If you've got room, just a little bit more. Welcoming this fear and your resource at the same time. And if you feel like you're in the middle of that process still, feel free to stay with it. If you've got room to turn your attention elsewhere, then I'm going to invite you to turn your attention to the thing that we often run away from and that we somehow also fear all at the same time, which is that of getting it wrong, screwing it up, making a mistake, fucking up, how whatever your wording for that is. So I'm going to invite you to, if you're open to it, a little experiment with me. I'm going to invite you to do it the wrong way, whatever that means for you. Literally make a mistake, screw it up here and now. That might be like reversing the breath somehow. There's actually no way to get it wrong, but in your mind, you might have a judgment that there's somehow a better way to breathe than another. So go ahead and do the wrong thing. Or feel free to move around into a different posture in a way that seems like it's actually not quite right for you. Or in whatever way, shape, or form feels right, that might even be just by simply turning your attention to a time in which you got it wrong, screwed it up, fucked it up, made a mistake. And breathing into this. And welcoming it to be here, along with these words. I welcome your humanness. I welcome your humanness. I welcome your humanness. I welcome your humanness and all the ways that it shows up. I welcome your humanness as you get it wrong. whatever that might mean to you. And you, my love, are allowed to be a work in progress. You, my love, are allowed to be a work in progress. You're allowed to be a work in progress. My mind, for whatever reason, is flashing to all those videos I've seen at times of nature somehow making a mistake, slipping up. And I watch how they respond. And I wonder if you might be interested in doing the same. So in nature, animals, when they slip up, meaning they stumble, they don't quite catch that bird that they were trying to catch, or their prey, whatever it is they were after, or they eat something they didn't mean to and they spit it all out. They do this thing where they shake it off and they move on with their day, not giving it much of a second thought, seemingly. So I wonder what it would be like for you in this moment to introduce a little movement. And literally shaking at your body on purpose. Getting right into it, legs, arms, body, head. Even imagining like your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth can like shake it out here. And getting really into it, making this really, really big, dialing it up, enhancing it even more. And if you're open to it, adding on just a little bit of sound. Or whatever sound feels right for you. Giving that everything you've got for another 10, 20, 30 seconds. And when it's ready, letting that rest. If that feels complete for you. And notice what's here now. Welcoming in anything that's new or different that feels good to you and savoring that. If you have room for it, picking up the pace of your breath just a little bit more now. And whatever's coming up for you right now, I invite you to welcome it and be with it, breathe with it, turning your attention towards it. Inviting in any resources along with that. and see if you can continue to welcome all that's here. Welcoming it just a little bit deeper. What's it like to hear, I don't have to run anymore now? I don't have to run anymore. That ends now. I don't have to run anymore. That ends now. I'm going to invite you now to scan, and if you happen to locate any area inside of you that feels a little heavier than another, just take note of that. As you scan your body, noticing any heavy areas. And there might be a difference between grounded in a good way heavy, and heavy in a way that feels like, ugh, it's too much to bear. I can't. I don't want to. Any areas that feel like they may have tried so hard to make something happen and then they just gave up because they just couldn't quite do it and collapsed. And if you can locate that, if that's there for you today, I'm going to invite you to shrink yourself down to the world's teeniest, tiniest hovercraft and just begin to fly slowly around the edges of this heaviness, noticing any information that's there as you fly slowly around it, noticing any colors, shapes, sizes, textures, temperatures, sounds, smells, maybe tastes. As you drink that in, slowly observing all that's here to be witnessed. You might learn more information as you continue to welcome all that shows up here by means of breathing. And as you take this in, notice what it seems to need, this heaviness. And then see if there's a way to offer it that. Noticing what it needs and offering it that. And as it receives that, I'm going to invite you to also move that area of heaviness. And if it's something that can't quite easily be moved physically, then moving it in your imagination. And expressing it in movements. Expressing it in movements that get to gradually grow, get a little bit bigger. And as the movement happens, I invite you to notice again that image, that color, that texture, that sound, that smell, that taste, whatever was there before. Notice what's different about it now.
Distinctions ecclesiastical.
Forgive me, something changed there on my device. Noticing what's different, and if any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking time to savor it. As there's any other areas of heaviness, I'm going to invite you to do the same. Noticing what's here slowly, offering movements. That gradually gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then noticing again what's different. And I've been a little bit, not quite sneaky, but I took a little bit of a backdoor approach. Potentially those heavy areas may be carrying a little bit of sadness, depression, apathy, overwhelm. Just notice what it's like as they receive movements. And noticing if those emotional names landed, those emotional states that I named landed. And again, noticing what's different here. noticing what gets to be here now in ways that might again be surprising. Then I'm going to invite you to move your body one more time. I'm going to invite you to let your body, in particular any areas that are requiring attention in this moment, to move by means of actually contraction. So on purpose, contracting into it, tensing around those areas. And as you move in this way, coiling around it, I'm going to invite you to imagine slowly, slowly uncoiling over a count of 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then I'm going to invite you to do that another two more times. Maybe three. Again, any areas that seem to be standing out as holding tension, coiling around them, increasing that tension by an extra 10%, and then letting that go slowly over a count of 10. Three, two, one. And then again, same process. Matching the current intensity of any holdings, any tensions in the body, wherever they may be, coiling around them and adding an extra 10% with your own muscular tension, taking that over. And notice what happens as, again, you slowly add on an extra 10%. And then let that all release over a count of 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Notice what's here now. And again, taking time to pause, to welcome, to savor all that feels good here. And notice as you breathe how your body feels now. And noticing the states, the quality of your mind. And once again, savoring the goodness that's here, appreciating it, welcoming it. As we do so with that, noticing what it's like to hear these words, I easily welcome abundance and delight wildly in its nourishment. I easily welcome abundance and wildly delight in its nourishment. I easily welcome abundance and wildly delight in its nourishment. Resting in that, and deepening into that by means of breathing. I'm going to invite you to literally rest and drop the practice of the breath for these next few minutes. And let yourself simply be, noticing the effects of the practice for you today. Creator, Spirit, whatever we call this. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here in your name. And thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, seen and unseen, that have gathered with us. We give thanks for all the insights, the awarenesses, the learnings that came through today. And we give deep, rich gratitude for our families, our ancestors, our lineages, that have come before us, that have allowed us to be here in these ways, in these moments together. Thank you. May our work today continue to live on in good ways for all of those who came before and all of those yet to come. Thank you to the land that held us, the sky above reminding us what spaciousness is, to the elements of water, of fire. Thank you. Thank you for all that you give to us in this life, for being the elements of life itself. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. What is it to accept without having to understand and allowing it to just simply move through and be? Continuing to rest in that essence and steep yourself in it. When you're ready, gradually deepening your breath, slowly introducing small movements into fingers, into toes, eyes, ears, and nose. Rolling to one side.
Mama, come in home.
And when you're ready, slowly bringing yourself to a seated position. And I'll stop the recording in a moment, and I'll invite you to turn on your cameras or potentially just share with them off, however feels right for you. And for those of you listening to the recording, I welcome your shares in any way, shape, or form that feels right for you. Thank you. Blessings in the rest of your day and week ahead. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Mwah.